It's the Who's On First Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson.
The fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on the Coach's Corner Sports Network.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
And here we are, the coach and the baseball fanatic. And what's up, baseball fans? It's November 8th, 2023, and it's the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. This is the first time in a long time that we're going to wrap up the season, 17 episodes, the most we've ever done. We're trying to keep it on track, and we figured, let's wrap this up. Last time we talked was back on October 25th before the World Series started, but it's been a lot of fun. Remember, it's all brought to you by Coach's Corner because we're part of the Coach's Corner Sports Network. There are four shows, Rubbin' and Grubbin', Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on Facebook Live, on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live. And then, of course, my show on Saturdays, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, 9 o'clock to about 10:30 every Saturday morning on the Soundgarden stage or if I take a little trip. Okay, and then we got, of course, once a year, first week of April, the Masters. We got the 19th hole with the Herb brothers. Sean and Brent Herb do a great job. Check it on YouTube. It's a little adultish, so don't keep the kids around. Five straight days talking about the Masters, 1 week out of the year. And, of course, the only podcast on the Coach's Corner Sports Network is the Who's on First Base baseball podcast with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the man joining me always on the Coach's Corner hot seat, the baseball fanatic. The man has a cranial vault, a plethora of knowledge. Just throwing some SAT words at you. My man, Kyle Lawson. What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Hey, Coach. Good to see you. Glad we can wrap her all up. It was a heck of a World Series. And, man, 17 episodes. We did pretty good. And we even got off to a late start.
Well, I didn't have to get married. You did.
Yeah, that was my fault. Okay, let's just throw it in there. Yeah, just throw it in. This one was my fault. All right. But we made it to the end.
At least it wasn't the goat that kicked over the fire and started a fire in Chicago. So that's good enough too, right?
Yeah. That was the supposed kicking the lantern and starting the Chicago fire. Well, they cleaned it up a little bit. It looks nice.
All right. Well, we've had a fun time this year. A lot of fire. We're going to take three innings tonight. Got to make it quick. We want to wrap this up. Of course, inning number one, we'll go around the horn, recapping the World Series. Inning number two, chopping on the Braves. We got a lot of stuff going on. And then inning number three, six wins for the coach, six wins for the fanatic, four ties. Whoever wins this tonight is the champion. I've never done this in 6 years, so hopefully I can answer some trivia questions. So let's get it started off with around the horn with Major League Baseball, the 2023 World Series, the Texas Rangers take it in five. I said it would be the Diamondbacks in seven, even though I knew – you know, the Rangers were the team that you said in six, just a great World Series. Every game was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I really thought it would go five or six. And you know what? It went five. And yeah, it was an entertaining World Series, but the Rangers, just with that great offense, 1-9, found a way to get it done, got some timely pitching, just enough help out of their bullpen to get it done. And yeah, I mean, some really fun games. And I mean, wouldn't you see it? Corey Seager taking home the hardware, winning another World Series MVP. Of course, he won one with the Dodgers several years ago. And, you know, he joins the company of Reggie Jackson as, a two-time World Series MVP. And it's pretty amazing.
What are you going to forget about, Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson?
No, I didn't. But that was just the first one that came to mind. I mean, come on. Yeah. Okay. He put himself up there with the legends. That was an unbelievable performance. And, yeah, he deserved to take home the hardware.
And another one, a guy who was coaching Little League, okay, Bruce Bochy, coaching Little League for the last 3 years, comes back and wins his fourth World Series title. That's another good fact right there.
Yeah, as if he wasn't Hall of Fame bound already, Boch comes in and gets it done, obviously. You know, you win three rings with the San Francisco Giants, 10, 12, and 14. But, I mean, this just seemed like to be the right situation for Boch. He walked right in. He liked the young talent coming up. And I guarantee you, he doesn't take this gig without a promise from the front office that I'm going to go out and spend aggressively and give you a team that can compete. And guess what? They did. And they found a way to get past their arch nemesis, the Astros. They get there, and ultimately the bats take over. And like I said, timely pitching and just enough bullpen to get the job done. But no, what I was saying, and yeah, I mean, he joined two-time World Series MVPs, but he joined the company of Reggie Jackson, being the only players in World Series history twice to hit three home runs in a World Series, doing it twice.
Nice, nice. And don't forget, this team, the Rangers team, is the first team since 1966, the Baltimore Orioles, without committing an error in those five games in the World Series.
Yeah.
We know offense wins games, defense wins championships, but this team had the offense and the defense.
They really did. And I mean, I think that's really what took over. And I mean, the two big factors, I will say, you know, and I told you 2 weeks ago, I just said there is too much offense. And I really feel like the Rangers are just such a dominant club when it comes to, you know, what they can do at the plate with power, speed, you name it. And really the only way the Diamondbacks were going to make a go of this is if they had their two ace pitchers, which they did. They had Zach Allen and Merrill Kelly. And I mean, you go out there and you got a no-no for, you know, Merrill Kelly into the sixth before the explosion in the ninth that ultimately got the ring for the Rangers.
All right. And the last thing I know, an interesting fact that I loved, this is the first World Series championship for the Texas Rangers in 63 years. I think 63, if my math's right. They came in 1961. It's been a long time coming. And I know you're the trivia buff, but I also heard there's like three or four other teams that have never won it now.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, they jump off the list. You still got the likes of the Seattle Mariners who haven't won it.
Who haven't been in a World Series at all yet.
Who have not been in a World Series. That is very correct. But yeah, you look at the history, you figure the Rangers became the Rangers in 1972. They started as the second incarnation of the Washington Senators after the original Washington Senators moved to Minnesota in 1961. So yeah, your math's on par there, Coach. I'm with you there.
I know,
62 years.
All right, and I just got to say this, and I love watching Marte. I love watching Marte for the Diamondbacks. I mean, the last game he went 0-2, but that hitting streak, I mean, 20 games in a row.
It was great.
It's something special. I mean, he walked three times, but he couldn't reach base. So, you know what? Give Marte a lot of credit.
Yeah, a team that really overachieved. Torey Lovullo is a heck of a manager. Yeah, like you said, Ketel Marte. You tip your hat to Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. They did a great job. And seriously, I mean, the guy will be unanimous Rookie of the Year in the National League. And, of course, that's Corbin Carroll.
All right. And just to go back to that last statement, I said, you know, Texas gets off that list of never winning World Series. Seattle's never been there. Colorado, Milwaukee, San Diego, and Tampa Bay are still looking for their first.
That is correct, actually. Yeah, and you look at what a powerhouse Tampa Bay's been, but they haven't been able to hoist the commissioner's trophy. But yeah, that's right. The Rangers, they can check that box, move on. And I mean, that's just it. The minute Boch retires, he's going straight to Cooperstown.
All right, last comment I got is pitching. Eovaldi was unbelievable. Shearshauser gets a ring after he was horrible with the Mets. The Rangers pick him up. I mean, how lucky can you be?
Yeah, I mean, hey, the Mets admitted defeat. Max Scherzer comes in. You know he's not really all that healthy, but he finds a way to get another ring. That's his second ring. Going back to, of course, he got one in 19 with the Nationals.
Right. So anything else about the World Series except the 2023 World Series champion are the Texas Rangers? I mean, I would have never predicted them at the beginning of the year. I was going with the Dodgers and I was going with the Braves against the Astros. But you know what? Things happen.
That's just it. That's baseball right there for you. I spent a lot of time. I lived in Texas during junior high. I stuck out like a sore thumb, but I went to a lot of games watching the Rangers, had a lot of fun in the mid-90s there. And so I was really happy, and I reached out to some old friends, and they were just over the moon about it.
All right. Inning number one's in the book. We told you this will be a quick one. We're going to try and keep it to about 20 minutes here. So don't forget, though, got to talk about our sponsor quickly, out in the Soundgarden this Friday night. We're going with Freebird, buddy, and you're the music buff also. I know two songs. Happy Birthday to Star Spangled Banner. So, trivia band, Freebird, who do you think it is?
Yeah, it's the ultimate Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. They've been a favorite out in the Soundgarden for many years. Get on out there, 7 to 10. They're going to be playing all your favorite hits. And, I mean, go to coachescorner.com and get tickets, and they will sell out. Trust me.
And then the following week, Friday night again, because we know Saturday's a big time. We got a big one at 7 o'clock, Georgia against Ole Miss. That'll be on the Soundgarden stage, 975-inch TVs. Go check it out. But Friday, November 17th, slippery one wet. Come on, buddy. Who is it?
Oh, the pride of New Jersey right there, although I think the boss might have a little disagreement on that. But that is, of course, the ultimate Bon Jovi tribute. Again, 7 to 10, playing all the hits, and go to coachescorner.com once again for tickets.
And remember, it's all sports, all music, all food, all fun. Since when?
1991.
Okay, here we go. Inning number two, the Braves. Chopping on the Braves. We kept Morton. We let some guys go. And I love the guy, Ron Washington. One of the best third base coaches in baseball. Had a little stint with the Texas Rangers, got himself whatever, and now he's
had some personal issues. Yeah, I'm glad to see him, Wash, get another shot. He's a baseball lifer. He was great, you know, coming to the Braves after his stint with the Rangers. And, you know, it makes me happy to see him get another shot at it. But, yeah, really happy about Charlie Morton. They decide, you know, the ancient warrior, he'll be 40. He is going to get – he exercises a $20 million option. That's another big payday. And he'll factor into, hopefully, that four-man rotation that we can see right now.
And then Washington is going to who? The Angels, right?
Yeah, he'll be going to the LA Angels right there.
You think he's going to help that dynamic duo finally get to the World Series and maybe win a ring, or whatever?
It's going to be tough to see right now because obviously Shohei Ohtani is not going to be an Angel when this is all said and done and we get to opening day in late March and early April. Mike Trout, yeah, you feel for the guy. You want to see if maybe just another spin on things, you know, and they always say sometimes you can just – the voice is just lost in the clubhouse and people just don't listen anymore. I'm glad that Wash gets another shot, but I really don't have any good predictions right now because I don't know what the makeup of that ball club is going to be.
All right. You just said GM meetings, Anthonopoulos is out there. What do you think the Braves are going to pick up besides, just Morton so far?
Well, that's just it. Of course, they decided to decline options on fan favorite and Eddie Rosario, Brad Hand, Colin McHugh, Kirby Yates. Decline right now, you got to look at what is the rotation going to be. Obviously, you know, you're going to have Fried, Morton, you're going to have Spencer Strider, Bryce Elder has certainly earned the vote of confidence. I don't know if they're really going to make a big splash. I mean, they do have depth. They could go out there and make a trade. Jordan Montgomery's out there. Aaron Nola, I don't see any reason why he would leave Philadelphia, but really, you may be looking in-house. Maybe A.J. Smith-Shawver gets a look. You know, you got in that bullpen, you got Jimenez, Matzik, and Raisel Iglesias will be there. And they did sign Pierce Johnson, who was pretty effective out of the bullpen for a two-year deal. That was actually just announced the other day. So I don't really see a lot of changes. You look at the core of the Braves, everyone's pretty well locked up. But I do see them making a move. I don't really have a definitive name for you, though.
All right, but who's going to play left field now?
Yeah, that's a big question there right now. And I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I really don't know right now. I mean, Eddie, they declined him there. But, I mean, there is enough depth on the Braves. And, I mean, obviously, you know, you could put, you know, Ronald could go out there. He could play left if you need him to. I don't know why you would. But, you know, I think the Braves are probably going to look within. You're probably going to give some young bucks a shot.
All right, so we got two more minutes for this section because we want to get out of here in 20 minutes. All right, the free agent market, though, you know, because, you know, we do our work before we get on here. The free agent outfielders are all in their 30s. I mean, the youngest one is, I'm going to mess up his name, Teoscar Hernandez is 31.
Teoscar Hernandez, yeah.
Right. Hunter Renfroe is 32. Jason Heyward is 34. Will he come back to the Braves? Adam Duvall, another one, he's 35. David Peralta is 36, Tommy Pham also 36, and then you got Michael Brantley at 37. These are all old guys. We need to invest in a young guy.
And that's just it. I mean, but you look at the guys, the big names that are out there right now. I mean, I'll just do it really quickly here. I mean, you got Cody Bellinger who can play center field, and I mean, he has a number of suitors. I don't see the Braves pulling the trigger on, you know, an outfielder like Cody Bellinger. I see him either maybe re-signing with the Cubs. Obviously, he had a renaissance on the north side. The Yankees have kicked the tires. And also, you got the Bay Area and SoCal and the Dodgers and San Francisco that are certainly interested in him as well. And yeah, you've also got some, you know, international players out there. You got, here's a name you're going to hear, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I see him going to, yeah, I mean, hey, I was about to say, Mr. Yamamoto,
I see that name. I'm glad I didn't have to say that name.
this is why I do this right now. The big names right now are Shohei Ohtani right now, Cody Bellinger. What are we going to do about guys like, you know, Juan Soto? The Padres say they want to keep him. Then you got Blake Snell. You got, a series of other guys.
You're leaving out a good one that's, he's 30, but I didn't put him in my 30-year-old club, but Gurriel Jr.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even bring that in. And I mean, this guy, he's about ready to get himself paid. I still think they could do it at a reasonable price if he decides he wants to stay in Arizona. I don't see any reason why he'd want to leave.
Well,
and I think that's really it. I mean, yeah, sorry.
Go like ahead. You said, yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, we want to get out of here in about 30 seconds. I can't see anybody else. I think the core of that
team is set.
The core of that team is set. I mean, hey, the baseball players voted Snitker the manager of the year. They voted Ronald Acuna Jr. the player of the year. We're still waiting to find out what Major League Baseball will do. So that'll be, I guess, a topic for discussion when we kick off in our first show in March or April. So,
yeah, you got that right. But, yeah, it's GM meetings going on out west right now. We'll see if anything happens there. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen. It's going to be a fun offseason, Coach. But, yeah, we got to get to it. And that is the roundup for the GM meetings.
And that's it for chopping on the Braves. Yeah, like we said, we got to get the trivia. 6 wins for me. 6 wins for you.
Oh, I'm terrified.
4 ties. Okay. You know what? I'm going to be the nice guy. I'm going to go first. I'm going to let you be the home team because you are the reigning champion. Okay. I never thought dear. I would push you this month. So we play 2 innings. Okay. This is inning number 3. We play 2 innings of baseball trivia. If we're tied, we go to a bonus. We might wind up 6-6-6. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Sorry. 6-6-5.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's like, take her easy. That's not a good omen there, Coach.
Okay. All right. Well, you throw the first question at me. I'll let you be the home team because, it's your choice. You want to be the home team or you want to be the visitor?
I'd say I'll be the home team. I'll hit you first.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, I mentioned before that the Texas Rangers originally were an expansion team known as they were the second Washington Senators. In 1972, who was the first manager of the Texas Rangers?
Thought they started in 6. Oh, right. So the 72 is the Texas Rangers.
Correct. They moved to Arlington.
Bobby Valentine.
Toothpick Ted, the Splendid Splinter. Ted Williams.
72. Yes, he was Washington Senators, and they moved out to Texas. I got to kick myself in the butt for that.
And even at his age, he could still hit better than anybody.
I'm sorry, my mother-in-law, who's up in heaven, is probably frowning on me because she was a diehard Ted Williams fan, and I got Ted Williams' manager card from 1972.
Man, I would love to have that. I got the team card, but not the manager card. I'd love to see that.
Maybe I'll
That's
be
awesome.
Nice and give you a second wedding gift. I'll give that to you, okay?
Ooh, you got yourself a deal. All right.
Here's my first question. Since we're at tied, I figured why not go with a question that deals with ties. When was the last Major League Baseball game that ended in a tie? And it was in the 2000s to 2023. So you got 23 years. When was the last Major League Baseball game that ended in a tie?
That actually ended in a tie. I believe that was the All-Star game.
No All-Star games. I'll give you a second chance.
Okay, no All-Star game. Ended in a tie?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And he's going to kick himself in the butt when I give him this answer. Give me an answer.
Cubs versus somebody. I don't know.
You're halfway there. You're Cubs. September 29th, 2016. The final game of the season between the Cubs and the
that's
Pirates
right.
ended in a 1-1
ended
tie.
Ended in a tie. Yes.
Of course, of the weather, but there was no implications on the standings of the race.
Yes. It didn't matter. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right. I knew there was one. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. That's fair.
I purposely got a Cubby question for you there, right there, buddy.
Oh, I knew you did. I just forgot who we played.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, great. All right. Here's one. This is related to the Texas Rangers. I'm going with the world champs here. Can you name me the three ballparks that the Texas Rangers have called home since moving to Arlington, Texas in 1972? There's three.
Yeah, the only one I can think of is Arlington because that's the most recent one. I mean, I can picture the old ones. I mean, you know, it was hot as can be and nobody wanted to play there in Texas with, the, you know, no roof or anything.
Oh, you could fry an egg there. Both of them you could.
I got to name the three of them. Nope. Since it's the championship night, I can't give you one, buddy. So I'm going to take a strikeout on that one.
Oh, boy. Okay. Bruce Bochy has – okay, let me
– No. You got to give me the answer. I can't answer the
– Okay. No, all right. No, I'm just reviewing this real quick. I had a whole thing planned, but never mind. So the Rangers have called Arlington Stadium home, the Borough Park in Arlington home. Saw many a game there. And finally, Globe Life Field.
Okay. So, yeah, I would –
Yeah, remember that one.
I wouldn't have got that. I'm not a Texas Ranger.
They play there right now, and I wouldn't remember that.
I wouldn't remember it either. All right. So you got to get this. You win. You keep your crown. You're the 2023 Who's on First Base Baseball Podcast Trivia Champion, okay? All right. With at the end of the season, Seattle Mariners star Julio Rodriguez became just the fourth player in Major League history to join the 30-30 club at an age of or over 20. He was 22. Okay. All right. Name me. I'll give you this one. I'll go with this one. Name me the youngest 20-year-old or 20-something-year-old to do that feat. And he was young. Okay, I'm going to give you this. The youngest age, he was 20 when he won it. Rodriguez was 22 to join the 30-30 club.
Yeah, that's right, to join the 30-30. Oh. Ken Griffey Jr.
2012. We just talked about him. Mike Trout.
Oh, good Lord. Mike Trout. Runs, oh, my God.
20 home runs.
I don't know why I thought Jr. did it.
All right. We go into the last round. You knew it was going to go into this last round. Quick. Throw it at me, okay? This is it. We both don't get it.
Okay.
We wind up in
the I was trying to think of something else, but you know what? I'm honest. So here we go. The Rangers were in the World Series in 2010 and 2011 previously. Who was their manager?
2010 and 2011?
Yeah.
Did you give me Bruce Bochy? Did you spit that out before? Was he the manager?
He did not manage that team.
I have no idea.
Okay. You sure?
You've finally gone with a theme. The first time in 6 years you've gone with a theme on trivia questions. I congratulate you on that. I don't know.
This is going to drive you insane. You've said his name. You've said his name several times.
I don't know. Bobby Valentine. I have no idea. I'm done. That's my final answer. I don't know.
It's Ron Washington.
I guess I'm so far removed about thinking about that stadium question that I totally blanked on that one.
So the stadium that did that to you. But I mean, we were talking about Ron off the air getting a job, and I thought it was great. Oh, man. Right. So did it finally happen?
You could win it on this.
Oh,
one.
I could win this thing.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
All right. Thinking about old guys. Okay, let's talk about 40-year-olds. Who are the four players since 2000 to homer on their 40th birthday? I got to make it tough for you. You got to give me all four.
That have homered on their 40th birthday. Hey.
I'll give you this year, so you have to give me three then. This year was Joey Votto, which the Reds
are. Joey Votto, yeah.
Which the Reds aren't bringing back, which is a joke. So go ahead. So you got three. Give me two of the three. Or give me one of the three.
Jim Thome.
You win.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he did. That's right. Right. Probably
Chipper Jones in 2012. And I can't stand this guy. Alex Rodriguez in 2015. And then Joey did it in 2023. The flag stays downtown, and you got to get it out there in front of that little porch of yours. We got to get you the white flag with the blue W. You deserve it, buddy. But I could say what? I gave you a run for money. 7 wins for you, 6 for me. That makes 7-13, 4 ties. We go from there.
Okay, that's the most competitive season we had. And I'm not sure who wanted to win tonight's ball game, but man, that was close. But hey. Well, this was fun, Coach.
We had to go out with a winner.
Okay, okay.
So, once again, don't forget quickly, this Friday night, not Saturday night, November 10th, 7 to 10 o'clock, Freebird, the ultimate Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute experience. Get your tickets. You got 2 days to do it. Then the following Friday night, November 17th, Slippery When Wet, the ultimate Bon Jovi tribute band, all on the Soundgarden. Because you know what? It's always been all food, all music, all sports, all fun since
1991, Coach.
Okay. And we'll make this short, sweet. Just say a prayer for this crazy world, what's going on to it. But whatever you're doing today or tomorrow, what are you going to do?
Always hit it out of the park, Coach.
And until we see you or talk to you next year, next baseball season, whatever you're doing this week, and until we see you next week, what might it be?
Your best week ever.
You got it. Hey, great job this season, Kyle. We had a lot of fun. We completed it. We got the season in. And that's what all that matters. This is the first time in a long time that they've done this. And 17 shows, pretty good there, buddy.
Yeah, really. It was a lot of fun, a lot of twists and turns this season. I had a ball. I can't wait to do it. I'm already ready for spring training. But great job, Coach. You almost snuffed me out on trivia. But this year was a lot of fun.
On that note, remember, our famous two words.
Play ball.
Play ball, people. We'll talk to you.